It's 5:44, and you're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. The mysterious death of a Charlotte teenager in 2010 has proven one of the flashpoints that led to the current power struggle over Charlotte's airport. This morning, WFAE's Julie Rose reported on internal airport documents surrounding that incident that have us rethinking what we thought we knew about the Delvonte Tisdale case. Julie, what documents did you obtain?
Emails, also a memo, at least one memo, and some notes as well, summarizing the Tisdale investigation. And these are from the perspective of top airport leaders. One of the documents that's really interesting is a pretty scathing memo from Aviation Director Jerry Orr to CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe. And it's about the police department's final report of that investigation into how Tisdale was able to climb into the wheel well of a plane while it was in Charlotte. The report effectively blames the airport for lax security along its perimeter fence, and then it recommends a bunch of security changes at the airport. Or, in his memo to the chief, calls those, and I'm quoting here, irrelevant, incorrect, unfounded, and possibly harmful.
So clearly, Orr was unhappy with having this security breach pinned on him, but CMPD's investigation did lead them to that conclusion, right?
Well, that's certainly what we were led to believe. The report, when it was finally released, was heavily redacted, and this was back in early 2011. But you can see in the report that it lists off all of the things CMPD looked into, and it rules out the possibility Tisdale came through a TSA checkpoint or an exterior door at the airport. So that basically leaves the fence. Of course, the final conclusion of the report is blacked out, but Chief Monroe was pretty clear with reporters at the time that he knew how Tisdale had gotten into the airport. We have some tape from that exchange, and the first voice you're going to hear is a reporter, and then you'll hear the chief's answer.
Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of what I'm getting from the report is you know how he likely got in the airport, but for security reasons you can't say. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say, yes.
But Julie, when we in the media heard that, we sort of assumed that the redacted portions of this report revealed Tisdale's likely entry point into the airport. But was that not the case?
Well, it wasn't. So one of the documents we got a hold of is a summary of notes written by an airport executive who was part of the investigation task force that CMPD put together. So this executive at the airport says that 2 months into that investigation, everybody on the team was frustrated. This was TSA, the FBI, the FAA, CMPD, that they, quote, literally were at a dead end, at which point CMPD closed the investigation and then started writing the report. And it's clear from these documents that the CMPD investigation turned up nothing conclusive, which is not the impression you get from reading the report, nor is it what you would get if you were listening to Chief Monroe's comments to the press. Keep in mind that during this whole time, the aviation director was basically under a gag order because of the open investigation and because of the sensitive nature of airport security. So there was one time that he spoke publicly about this incident. It was at a congressional hearing later that summer. This is the summer 2011. Here's a bit from that testimony.
Ultimately, the available evidence could neither prove nor disprove that a security breach had actually occurred at Charlotte.
So he's pretty clear there, but people just thought he was trying to shift the blame. He did point out at that hearing that there were gaps in the surveillance video CMPD used to rule out the possibility Tisdale came through a TSA checkpoint. Apparently, TSA only kept the video for 30 days, and by the time CMPD started its investigation, some of the tape was already gone. You know, one of the main beefs in these documents seems to be that the airport officials are really upset that CMPD didn't make clear in its report what it didn't know, what it didn't find, the things it failed to discover, and that they spoke definitively as though a breach had actually happened when they were never able to prove that it did.
So, Julie, what does any of this have to do with the current controversy over taking the airport out of the city's control and placing it with a regional authority?
Well, a lot. The recommendations in CMPD's Tisdale report were the basis for the city manager's decision last year to have CMPD take over the policing functions at the airport. Jerry Orr has called that transition a debacle. It added $2 million to the airport's security costs and was one of the main catalysts for this current legislation to get the airport out from under city management.
Well, Julie, thanks for the insights. Your full report and some of the documents you've referred to are online at WFAE.org.
That's right. Thanks, Mark.